A very good morning to you and Merry Christmas, if I have not already said so earlier as you come into the church. A very warm and special welcome for people who are guests to our Christmas service. We had our Christmas Eve service last night. It was candlelight. Some of the candles still being left up there, so we have not chance to clear them yet. So today is Christmas Day. Let me ask you a question, since we have some children who are in the midst of us. Can any of you tell me which has been your happiest moment? Any figure? What has been the most joyous time that you have? Is it unwrapping your Christmas presents? Have you done that already, or are you about to do later? What has been the most happiest, most joyous time in your life? Birthday? Alright, yeah, we celebrate our birthday, alright. Well, maybe some of these moments, you know, if you have been studying hard and to try to build a career, getting your first paycheck might have been one of the joyous moments, you know. And I remember in those days, you know, we used to get hard cash in an envelope, and that was a moment for me. Maybe it was getting your driving license, that now you are old enough to drive and get around on your own. Maybe you got there a joyous time when you got married and you have yourself a pet. Now, the two are not linked, okay? Or you have a promotion in your career. Today, the three passages that we have heard read out to us all have one common theme. Let me recap that for you. In Luke chapter 2, it says, "Do not be afraid, I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people." Then in the next passage in Isaiah, you have enlarged the nation and increased their joy. They rejoice before you as people rejoice at the harvest, as warriors rejoice. Then in Psalm 96, "Let the heavens rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound, and all that is in it, let the fields be jubilant, and everything in them, let all the trees, all the forests sing for joy." What is that joy they are talking about here in these passages? Now, we all know that Christmas is special. Special for children in particular. Christmas celebrates God's love for us, His redemptive plan in Jesus. We celebrate Jesus as our Savior, born for us, Emmanuel, God with us. We celebrate God's divine involvement in the lives of people by the Holy Spirit. Now, as we read through the book of New Testament, we encounter a unique connection between the Holy Spirit and joy. The Holy Spirit and joy. For example, in Luke, it tells us that Jesus rejoiced in the Holy Spirit. Also, Paul tells us how the Thessalonians Christian had received much affliction with the joy of the Holy Spirit. And also in Romans, Paul instructs us that the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating or drinking, though we might do a lot of that on Christmas Day, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. Interestingly, the New Testament pairs joy with the Holy Spirit in a way it doesn't do with any other affections. So why does the New Testament uniquely tie joy to the Holy Spirit? It wants us to know and experience this Spirit-empowered joy and what difference it makes in your life and my life, Christian lives. Let me share four takeouts from the spirit of joy. The spirit of joy, as we talk about the joy of the Holy Spirit, we need to remember the Holy Spirit is oneness with God. And the connection between the love of God and the joy of God is important. The love, this love is not the merciful love, as if they, God, the Holy Spirit, or the Son need piety. It is an admiring, delighting, exulting love. It's joy. The Holy Spirit is God's joy in God, if you know what I mean. That means that joy is at the heart of reality. God is love, means most deeply. So, the spirit of joy is what we are talking about today. Then there is God's joy in us. When we experience the joy of the Holy Spirit, we taste the joy that is at the core of ultimate reality. If you look at some scenes at airports and other places, when people come together, especially having been locked down or separated by COVID, that joy of being able to come together again, you can almost taste it. In John chapter 15, verse 11, it says, "These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full." That's what God wants us to have, the joy in God, that the joy be in us, and feel the fullness of joy. And that's what happened when the Holy Spirit dwelled in us. It brings us joy. It brings us that lasting, lasting sense of joy. So for the believer in Christ, the joy of the Lord comes as naturally as grapes on a vine. As we abide in Christ, the true vine, we, the branches, are full of his strength and vitality. And the fruit we produce include joy is his doing. That's kind of paraphrasing from a passage from the Bible. The fruit of the Spirit is joy. So we talked about the Spirit's joy. We talked about God's joy in us. There's third one is the joy of believing. Paul captures this beautifully in Romans chapter 15. "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing, so that by power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope." So he talks about we have lots of joy, but the joy is also linked with hope. Hope drives us on. Hope help us to deal with the present circumstances and situation. Hope help us to look forward to something better. And that's the joy that we can find in the Spirit. In believing that God has a plan for all of us. God has a plan to prosper us. And the last one, the joy to pursue. We all know from personal experience and observation that Christians are not always filled with the joy of the Holy Spirit. Unfortunately, sometimes we can walk around and some Christians actually don't look to be very, very joyful at all. The fact that the New Testament repeatedly draw our attention to specific instances when believers experience that joy shows that the early Christian didn't always experience either. Because that's why Paul been encouraging to say, "Hey you guys, what about this joy? Experience this joy." That means the early Christian faced the same kind of problems that we of today's Christian. But that joy is something we need to pursue. So to experience the joy of the Holy Spirit is to experience the joy of life indeed. I have been talking to people, and some of them have a lot of challenges in life. But when they overcame those challenges, and when they turn the corner, and when they have turned the leaf in a new chapter, that joy is incredible because they have arrived there. And so, dear brothers and sisters, may I conclude today, as on Christmas Day, may you be filled with the spirit of joy and the joy that comes from the Holy Spirit. May the God of hope fill with all joy and peace in believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit, we may abound in hope. May this Christmas means more to you than ever before. May you know the presence and friendship of the Son of God, God in the flesh, the Savior, Emmanuel, God with us. May you know Him walking and talking with you in the form of the Holy Spirit. May you know Him closer than a brother and sister, because the Holy Spirit dwells in you and encourages you. May you know Him as Emmanuel, God with us. Indeed, God is with us today and every day of our lives. Amen.